I know you like that Soul Sacrifice.
Yeah, I already stopped playing it, though. There's too much stuff. I'm playing, I'm like, oh, this is neat. On to the next thing. Like, you know, I got the gist of it. I played it for like 8 hours. That's good.
8 hours? You didn't even beat Magusar.
Nope. Don't need to. I understand what the game's about.
Yeah, you really don't need to beat Magusar. Do you want me to tell you what the final boss is? Oh, I think we're doing the podcast now, Barry.
Oh.
I think it started.
Are you recording?
Yeah, I've been recording for a while, of course.
Oh, okay.
Do you want me to tell me what the final boss is in Soul Sacrifice?
No, I gotta start the show. Now playing podcast. This game is broken. I'm Barry Villatoro, and joining me today is Chris Locke.
It's all gonna be okay.
And no Matt this week. Matt's at a wedding having good old fun with good old friends.
Getting drunk.
Probably.
So drunk. Yeah, if it's Matt, like, he's getting drunk, man. That guy likes a drink.
We love you, Matt.
Of course, of course. I'd like to drink with him. He'd probably drink me under the table, though.
All right, we're going to talk about some games. We were just talking about Soul Sacrifice Delta?
Yeah. This is just going to be, like, I think we should explain to the listeners, this is just going to be like a kind of easy-going, freezy-beezy podcast where we just
sit down. Because otherwise we're so intense.
Yeah, we're always so, you know what? Matt brings a level of energy that I just cannot compete with.
Mm. Yeah, I'm getting low on coffee, too. I'm going to go get some in a second. Okay. And then you can entertain the listeners by yourself.
Yeah, it'll be just the Chris podcast.
Okay, so
anyway,
we're talking about the Soul Sacrifice and Magusar.
Yeah, do you want me to tell you what the final boss is?
Like, I thought Magusar would have been the final boss.
You do, but he has more than one form.
Oh, so he's Sephiroth.
Sorta. Okay. So spoilers for the end of Soul Sacrifice, which most of you probably will never get to because it gets really boring. He turns into a dual dragon made of souls and flesh.
Now I'll play it.
Yeah. So he's like split down the middle. One side is the dark side. You know how the whole game you've been choosing to save or sacrifice things.
Well, right.
One side of him is all made of like flesh and blood, and it's all red and black and goopy. And then the other side is like all bright and pure. I think it's made of souls, but it's been a while. I can't.
How does he scale with you? Like, the stronger you get in the game, the stronger he gets also, or is like you can actually pass him up and like how powerful you are?
I think you can actually pass him up, because the first time I tried to fight him, I was only about halfway through the game. I just wanted to see what would happen, and he annihilated me. Totally destroyed. But then, you know, I beat 90% of the missions and said, alright, I've done all the story stuff. There's a lot of side stuff that I haven't done, but I'm gonna go fight him, and I just trashed him. Until he turned into the giant, you know, dual soul blood dragon, and then it was a lot harder.
Right.
So, I don't know. That game is really fun.
At first.
You're right. You're totally right.
The thing is, like, you if you're gonna, like, be grinding for, if that's what it is, you grind for levels, you grind for different, like, spells and stuff, but you have to change the spells up, randomize them, because it's like, you don't want to keep doing the same mission to get the same spell that you don't need.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, the reason why, like, you run dungeons in WoW or certain things in Diablo is because you're grinding for that weapon. You're hoping to get something new. If you know you're going to keep getting the same thing over and over again, you're not going to keep doing it.
That's true. And, I mean, even when you upgrade stuff, like, in the demo, I played a lot of the demo because I was super excited about that grinding. And I played the same level over and over and over again and got that ice sword. And kept on, like, upgrading it, because, you know, but maybe the listeners don't know, when you get two of the same item, you combine them and it makes a more powerful one, or one you can cast more of. And then you have to combine another two to combine that one that you combined first. You keep doing this, and eventually it gets up to a high enough rank where if you combine two of a super high rank, it'll change into a new weapon, except that it changes into the exact same weapon, only with a different name, actually, and more powerful.
Except it's the same weapon.
Uh-huh. It is. The Ice Brand turns into the Iced Brand. It's the same exact weapon, only it just does more damage. And it's like, well, great. I was hoping that it would turn into something else. Ice Spear, maybe, or Axe. But no.
Or look different or something.
Give me a different move, even. Or, heck, be bigger. That'd be cool. Like, if it were, like, it scaled a little bit larger.
Yeah, even got more reach on it. See, it doesn't hit that itch. Just kind of like, oh, I did all this work for the exact same thing.
Yeah, and it's totally aesthetic, right? Like, the only thing I'm complaining about here is aesthetics. Because, yes, I'd love to have a more powerful sword, but it doesn't do anything new. It's like, well, why bother?
Yep. Well, if you're trying to, like, you can't be a gear game and then not do anything with your gear.
Yeah.
Like, that's the only gear that game gives you, basically, is those spells.
Yeah, because you can't, I mean, you can upgrade your arm and stuff like that, but even that, there's barely any aesthetic changes there.
Word.
Taryn was playing it the other day and was on Twitter, and I told her about the same thing I told you about, how going hardcore evil or hardcore good gets you more powerful sigils.
Right.
Which is helpful, but again, doesn't really do, it's like, oh great, now I've got 20% frost resistance. Woohoo.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, that's real exciting. Oh, but Delta looks cool, you know, because it's got, it's based on Grimm Fairy Tale, so it's got, like, Little Red Riding Hood is one, and I can't remember hardly the other ones. But they're expanding a lot of the enemy types and expanding a lot of the magic, it looks like. So, I mean, one of the main problems I had with the main game was also the enemies. I'm sure you had the same thing. It's like, I'm done killing rats. Thanks.
Yeah. The one that really upset me was, like, I think it was when you're trying to help out one of those sorcerers.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't remember what the enemy was called, but it was the one that, like, likes to whoop on you, jump halfway across the map, and then heal itself. I was like, I fought that thing for, like, 2 hours straight. And I was like, I'm done with this game.
I can't remember. What did it look like?
I don't know, a giant fat blob?
Of the slime? Like the giant fat blob?
I don't know what it I don't know.
Because there's an enemy that's a giant fat blob.
I just remember this thing kept healing itself.
Huh.
It does like the heal spell, like the you know, area of effect heal spell on itself. Mm-hmm. And I was like, this is so stupid. And you run up to it, attack it, it hits you, takes away half your health, and jumps halfway across the map and does it again.
Did you play online?
No.
That's the way to go. That's how I got through that game, was playing online.
Oh, well, that's okay. I'm going to put this game on my Vita, but I have to be connected to Wi-Fi in order to enjoy the game.
Yeah, it is kind of weird.
That's not very fun.
Well, it just made it easier because you weren't, you know, like, in that situation. What level were you, like 20, 30?
I don't even know what level I was.
If you were playing online, you could have had people that were level 100 helping you out.
See, I don't want that.
It's kind of needed, honestly. Like,
well, then
that's
stupid.
It's real stupid. I wouldn't have got through that game without that.
All right, let's stop talking about stupid games. What else do you want to talk about?
I want to talk about, did you play that Brothers? Yes.
Yeah, I was playing it.
Yeah, how did you like it?
It's neat.
You haven't beaten
it? It's pretty.
It
no, I haven't. I'm still running around the town.
Yeah. So,
I let that dog out, and he chased that other dude, and I was like, good, that guy's annoying me. I don't know what that dude's problem is, because you can't hear what anyone's saying in the game, but that guy's a jerk. You can't pass the bridge, then he won't let you into the town. He's laughing at you. I was like, dude, I hope I get to catch up with you one day.
You're all, hey, my dad's dying. Can you let me pass the bridge?
Nope.
No.
Yeah. He's a jerk. And there's like you don't even know why he's just being a jerk. You never find out.
No.
I just like you unleash the dog on him, and then he's cowering in the corner, and you get to go and laugh at him. I did that for like 5 minutes straight. I just kept doing it over and over.
That's the way to do it.
Nah, that was about as far as I got. So, and then I had to make some coffee.
How are you liking, like, dealing with the two people at the same time?
I'm not having any problem with it.
You're not?
No.
Oh, good. Yeah, because it gets a little weird, and as we said, Austin's an idiot. But he didn't. He really hated it. And I did have some trouble with it myself every so often.
It was just like at the very beginning when you first pick up like the wheelbarrow, or whatever it is, with your dad, and you're moving it, and I was moving him, and I was like, man, this is gonna take forever. And then I started using the right stick, and I was like, oh, and I started moving faster because now both brothers are mm-hmm. pushing the wheelbarrow. I was like, that's how this is gonna work. All right. And after that, it was, I understood.
That game does a really good job of tutorializing exactly what you're supposed to be doing.
Makes it real simple, yeah.
And only having. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, I was just saying I like it. I mean, it wasn't like where I just kept getting confused at what I was doing. I just understood, like, I'm not going to hit the right stick unless I need to.
Yeah.
And then even when I'm, like, going around the town, I'm just using both the sticks at the same time in the same direction. So the brothers are always just right next to each other. I don't know. It just feels kind of... It's not that different to me.
Yeah. Even still. How about that intro, though? That's, like, 30 seconds to sad.
Oh, I know. I was like, sucky kid. Let your mom die.
Spoilers, bro.
You just said it's 30 seconds into the game.
Yeah, you're right. It is.
As soon as you turn it on,
press start. New game. Sad.
Oh, and by the way, your dad's dying.
Yeah. Hey, have a good time. Just setting you up for how this game's going to be, bro. Brothers. Because it's brothers.
Yeah. Oh. No, you've lost your pun power.
I know. I got so stressed out for so long.
The stress took away my pun.
It really did. It's like my kryptonite. But yeah, it took away my pun power. It'll come back eventually.
Yeah. So how far am I into Brothers of the Town? It's pretty early, right? I mean, I felt like I was moving through it pretty quickly, but...
There's basically, I think there's 4 or 5 segments.
Oh, okay.
And it's, you know, it's not like a dramatic change from one to the next. It all transitions very gradually, but you'll mm-hmm. kind of notice there's like a cave area, and then there's a snowy area. You know, there's lots of different areas. So you're in the first one in the town, and
right.
once,
okay.
you know, it's only 3 or 4 hours.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah, that's, you know, I really enjoy that too. Video games nowadays, like, giving me a good story in 3-4 hours.
Yeah, I mean, I don't mind paying $10-$15 for a game that's like a couple hours. I don't want to pay $60 for a game that's a couple hours, but you know what I mean? Like, $10 for a good game is going to last me a couple hours. That's fine.
Yeah, and give me a good story and you know, give me some sort of feeling of accomplishment.
Yeah, even if it's like a different experience.
Yeah.
Something you're not going to get in any other game. That's like what's really pulled me into Steam so much. It's like, oh, there's so many of these games that are all, you know, so many indie developers doing their own thing, and you get all these different experiences. And
that's true. I played that Serena that you suggested.
What'd you think? Did you get all the way through?
Yeah.
Let's not do spoilers, even though it only took me like 43 minutes to get through that game.
It's like an hour at the most.
Yeah.
But yeah, I got a little confused as to what I was supposed to do. I'm like, is this a game, or is this just me looking at a cabin for a little while?
That's what I did. I got in there and he's talking, and I was like, oh, this is interesting. I was like, oh, you can't see his wife's face on the picture. Let's click at this. Oh, I don't care about your stove. Like, it was at first, I was kind of like, I don't understand how to move around this cabin. Okay, now I got it. I don't want to care. I don't care about your bookcase. Yeah, I mean, it was a bunch of things that didn't matter until, like, you start getting into the story between him and his wife.
And that was
just so people know, it's a point and click adventure with a guy waiting in a cabin, waiting for his wife. And that's it. You're clicking on different things, and he's just reminiscing about his wife.
Yeah, and each thing has like 4 or 5 unique lines to it. So it's not like most, you know, adventure games where you click on it once. It's like, that's a pot. That's a pot.
Yeah. That's a pot. Like if you click on the pot, you're like, oh, I remember Serena used to cook me breakfast and blah, blah, blah. Then you'll hear like her say something to him like one of the mornings that they had breakfast, that kind of a thing. And it goes on for a little bit.
Yeah. And it's neat. I really liked the voice acting was rather well done. I'll comment on that. And I liked the way the story was told. And it was whatever, you know, like, I don't want to spoil anything, but it was all right.
Oh, yeah. I just liked the fact that it was like, all right, we're going to stick you in one room and tell an entire story through one room.
Yeah.
And it's like, because you go through, like, you'll pass these, like, basically they're like thresholds where, like, you'll do something and all of a sudden, like,
things will change.
Yeah, he'll think about something and then remember something, and you're still in the same house with the same things you can click on. None of that has changed, but now when you click on them again, the story starts to unfold differently. He gets a different memory. He starts thinking about something else.
Yeah, like everything
continues like that.
Everything's in a new context.
Yeah.
Like you understand, like there's a bed. You look at the bed and he's like, oh, blah, blah, blah. And then some other things happen and he looks at the bed again and he has completely different thoughts on the bed than he did before.
Yeah. I thought that was cool. Yeah, because at first I was like, I don't understand what's going on here.
Yeah.
And then when you pass like that first threshold and when clicked on some other stuff, I was like, oh, this is kind of neat. And then the farther it goes, like the more intense it gets and the way it changes, I was like, this is really neat the way this is being done.
It's, should probably mention that it's free too.
Yeah, it's free on Steam.
Yeah, totally free. Thanks. And my not great PC ran it really easily, so.
I thought you had a better PC, though.
It's a better PC, but it's still not great. Like, it's not like yours, Barry.
Well,
your monster that you have over there. And then you're getting that piston ever come in?
No, not yet.
All right, well, you got to tell me how that
goes. It's a demo. I don't know if it's going to be like a full-on or I don't know. It's just, we'll see. It's
going to be super powerful. Anyway, yeah, that game was fun. It was weird. Weird. That's
yeah.
But
and it's like a collaboration of a bunch of different indie games and or indie companies and stuff.
Is it?
Yeah.
I just skipped the credits.
Well, at the credits, I just sat there staring at the screen for a little bit. I was like, dude, that was nuts.
Is there anything after the credits?
No.
Okay, good. I didn't miss
it. I was just thinking about it. I was like, I can't believe they just told that kind of a story in like less than an hour inside a single room.
Yeah.
So that was pretty. That was awesome.
Technically, I think it was two rooms, Barry.
Well, there's no door.
You're correct. You're not wrong, but is there a door between your kitchen and your living room?
No, there's a set of stairs.
Yeah, see? So is that... Never mind, I'm not going to argue this point. I'm just being dumb now.
Okay, well, they told it in a two-room cabin. Is that better?
That's much better. Please be specific.
A horribly shabby two-room cabin.
I don't know. It looked rustic to me. It looked kind of like a place I'd like to
rustic? Spend. It looked old and decayed.
Man, I would gladly spend like a week or two up in a place like that.
You'd have to spend like a couple days cleaning it first when you got there.
You're right.
That stuff is nasty.
Well, it's just dusty is all. It's just dusty. Just go in there with a power vacuum and get that crap done.
Bug bomb.
There's no bugs. It was too dirty for the bugs.
Nasty cabin.
That was a nice cabin, Barry.
Mm. And then I started playing... remember last week after the podcast, I couldn't figure out what I wanted to play. And so I was like, oh, I'll go back to Star Drive, even though I gave it a bad review because it's a good game when it's working. But it was like buggy and it would crash and all sorts of stuff would happen with that game. And so they did... put like some new patches in and stuff, but it's still like there's no multiplayer in it. It's still just single player skirmishes. There's no like campaign or anything. That game's still fun though. Now that it works, it takes forever to play. Like each match is maybe like, I don't know, depending on how many enemies you have in the game, it could be like 10 hours.
Oh jeez.
Yeah, it takes forever, but it's so much fun when you build up your fleet and then you fly to a different solar system, you just annihilate everybody. You like the Covenant coming in Halo and just glassing planets.
Terrible, Barry. You're the dictatorship.
It's fun, though.
You're the Covenant.
I played that for like, I don't know, probably like 20 hours this week or something.
So you got two matches then?
Yeah, like a match and a half.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Holy crap, man, that's ridiculous.
There's a lot to do. Everything takes time.
So, okay.
You're colonizing planets. You're setting up transports. You know, you're moving colonists from one area. You're moving production. You're moving food. You have to set up, like, these, like, little warp systems that help your transports move around faster. Then you're trying to keep your colonies happy. You're trying to make money. You're trying to start up spies so you can spy on other races and governments, and then you can like sabotage them, or you're trying to be nice to them and build alliances.
Are you playing against someone or just the PC?
No, just the PC. You can, and there's up to like 7 races. You can have like a massive galaxy or a little bit smaller.
Hmm.
I like the smaller. Dude, if it was, if you had like the biggest galaxy, it would take you like, I don't even know, like probably like 3 months to complete a game. I don't know.
That doesn't sound like fun, Barry.
You don't have to annihilate everybody, though. You can also just get everybody into an alliance, and whoever doesn't want to be in the alliance, you can kill them.
No, Barry, you do have to kill everyone. Knowing how you play games, yes, you do.
Nah, that's the way I would do it, though. It's like when someone's like, hey, you want to be in the alliance? I'm like, sure. And then you become really good friends, and they say, like, hey, we're being attacked. Will you declare war on this person? Like, hell yeah.
Of course I will.
Let's go get them. And that's, so you just, you basically just assimilate everybody. Anybody that doesn't want to be part of you, you just take
them. You're
the
Borg.
Yeah.
Barry, you're the Borg.
You're like, you want to be in my alliance? Nope. All right, declare war. That's it. There's no black or white. I mean, no, there's no gray area. You're either with me or against me.
Barry, you are the Borg. Like, you're the most destructive force in the universe.
It's fun.
Resistance is futile. You will be assimilated.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, my God.
That's how you play that game.
Can you play it online against people?
No. No, they said that they were going to, and they're like, oh, we'll patch it in if they haven't patched it in.
Well, hopefully eventually.
And no, they're not going to.
They're not going to?
People are upset about it too.
That's sad. Yeah, because that sounds like something like I might play with someone.
Well, like a RTS type game or any kind of strategy game, you want to play it, be able to play it against somebody.
Yeah.
Like that's, you know.
The computer can only provide so much enjoyment.
Yeah.
Or lack thereof. Barry, I'm really bad at RTS games.
Oh, well, we should play together.
I can't fight the computer. I can fight people, but I can't fight the computer ever.
Why?
I don't know. Like,
you just freeze or something?
They're moving too fast. Like, they're getting everything done all at the same time. And if I'm not using the hotkeys, because I don't know the hotkeys, I'm done. Like, one RTS game I got really into was Age of Empires 2. And I played a crap ton against some friends of mine and always had a really great time. It always got down to, like, the wire at the last, like, 45 seconds of the game, and we're all fighting each other or trying to build, you know, a wonder and beat the game, whatever. But anytime I played the computer, even on easy, I got decimated.
You suck.
I'm very bad at RTS games, Barry. I mean, I can play XCOM. I can play XCOM, because that's not an RTS
game.
That's
not RTS,
That's chess.
Yeah, that's mega chess.
Yeah, it's just mega chess is all.
Yeah.
You know, Barry, the other day, I beat my dad at chess for the first time in years.
Oh, did you get up and, like, put it in his face?
It was such an excellent win, too, because I was just, like, on the offensive against, like, his queen and kind of giving some pressure on his king here and there while he was over trying to take out my pieces to make my whole army weaker. He made one move the wrong direction. I went doop, doop, checkmate. He looks at the table like, what? No. What did you checkmate that? And what? Drop the mic. Walk.
Did
off.
You give him some grandma's boy with like?
No, I didn't do that. But it's my dad and I used to always play chess like 2 or 3 times a week when I was growing up. And every so often I'd beat him, but most of the time he just like raked me across the board and just destroyed me all the time. So it was real good to finally be like, how you like me now, Dad?
Flip the chessboard over and smack him across the face and walk out of the house.
Dad, you ain't got nothing on this. I've been playing some XCOM.
You slam the door, then you open it back up real quickly. I'll call you later, Dad. Click.
Hey, see you later. Love you,
bye. Love you, bye. All right, chess. No chess. What other video games you been playing?
I play some chess. No. So, I've been playing some Dark Souls. Like, I've been
really... I don't know. Is that the first one, the second
one? That's the
second one.
Well, the first one was Demon's Souls, and that one is owned, I believe...
So, is the second one Dark Souls?
Yes, Dark Souls. It's
with an S on Dark?
No, it's Dark.
They
the first one
on
is
Dark.
Demon's Souls, as in the demons own the souls.
Yeah, it should have been Dark's Souls, as in Dark owns the souls.
The second one is Dark Souls, as in Soul.
Shut up. Tell me about the stupid game.
Anyway, so with Demon Souls, I got like 60 something hours in, and then my PlayStation got the yellow light of death, and so I never went back because no, 60 hours just gone down the drain, not doing that again, especially in a game like Demon Souls. So I've tried so many times to get into Dark Souls, but I just can't, like, it's nigh impenetrable. The longest run I had was like a 4 hour save file where I just said, you know, I'm done. I can't play this. I don't know what's going on. But I decided I was gonna finally beat it, and it took me like 6 hours to finally get the Zen of Dark Souls.
To get the Zen of Dark
Yeah, there's a
Souls.
Zen to it. There's a sort of
Word.
a give and a take and an understanding. You have to respect Dark Souls before Dark Souls will respect you. And so I've been going through and dying a lot and not really doing all so well. But I started off with the Pyromancer character because I needed some magic.
Okay. I don't know. I don't know. You're just saying words to
Okay.
me.
Okay, so the Pyromancer can, it, like, every character can basically turn into any character that you want. All the classes are just a different distribution of points at the beginning of the game.
Gotcha.
So if you start off as like a warrior, you can turn into a cleric or, you know, a pyromancer if you want. It doesn't really matter, just however much time you want to spend getting, you know, enough souls to upgrade your character. And if I understand it right, like, it seems like the cap on levels is 999, so I'm not totally sure if that's right, but it's super high. So at least it was in Demon Souls, and I think it's the same in this one. Anyway, regardless of all that, having some magic has made that game way more intense because I have a much weaker character now because they can't, you know, like, they're magic wielding. So when I put an axe in their hand, they're not exactly going to do a whole lot of damage.
They don't know what they're doing with that thing.
Yeah. I mean, she's strong enough, but the thing about magic is instead of having a mana bar where, you know, it'll charge or whatever, you can use stuff to replenish it. Magic has a set number of uses between each campfire. So like your campfire is like your base. And when you go there, all the enemies respawn. So even if you killed a ton of people in the world, you go to your campfire, all the enemies are back.
That sounds fun.
Yeah, it's kind of not. But then, you know, you get all your health back, you get all of your what's called Estus flasks, which are what you use to replenish your health.
Is there a reason you're playing this game again?
I have to beat it. It's one of those things where I've been looking at it and I'm like, I really wanted to play this, but I've only been able to sink a few hours here or there.
No, you should download Neverwinter, and then we
No,
could play an MMO together.
I'm going to beat Dark Souls. I have to. It's one of those.
You said you don't have time for Neverwinter, but you're going to spend like 60 hours in Dark Souls.
Yes. I don't have time in Neverwinter because I got to beat Dark Souls.
This is crazy.
It's like a rite of passage to me, Barry.
Huh,
It's one of those things I got to do before I put the PS3 away. Like, before it gets put in the closet and I never look at it again. I've got to beat Dark Souls. I don't know, man.
Okay, you play anything interesting to talk about?
Dark Souls is very interesting, sir. No, I mean, anyway, I'm just having a lot of fun in Dark Souls. Well,
Did you ever download that Gotham City Imposters?
it's still downloading because I closed down.
What? Oh, come on.
I closed down Steam the other day after we got done talking, and then just never booted it back up. So it was halfway through downloading and it never finished.
We could play that.
We could play that.
Okay. Well.
Fine, Barry. What have you been playing that's interesting? You don't want to talk about my Dark Souls? I could tell you
No,
about
I
a
started.
story that, you know, it almost gave me a
No.
heart attack in Dark Souls. We could talk about
No.
that.
No.
Fine.
Well, what, you almost died and you hadn't saved in 13 hours? And if you would have died, you'd have lost all your game saves because that game was terrible.
No, there was a giant guy in armor coming after me, and he had just a little bit of health left, and the only way for me to hit him was with magic, and I had one magic use left. He's chasing me up these stairs, and I'm running as fast as I can away from him. I turn around, start charging my magic. He takes the sword, pushes it back against himself, and is just about to thrust.
This is like the video game version of David and Goliath.
Right, right as I throw the fireball, like I throw it, he's about to hit me with the sword, and it just barely hits him at the last second, and he dies, and I've got no health, I've got no Estus flasks. If I had died, I'd have lost everything.
And then you went and chopped his head off.
No, he died with a fireball, but I got him at like the last, it was like a tenth of a second difference would have made life and death there. And whew, man, adrenaline was pumping at that point in the game. I was so scared that he was going to get me and I was going to lose my souls and it was just going to be awful.
I was going to lose my souls. I have more than one.
You do. Well, you get like,
well, yeah, I know.
It's
cause
the experience
multiple souls.
Well, yeah. No, you kill one guy and you get like 80 souls.
Whatever.
I killed this guy, the guy that I killed with a fireball, and he gave me like 600 or something.
Oh, of course.
Yeah. 600 souls. You know, you kill one.
So you killed Shang Tsung.
No, that's one of the giant demons. You kill the demons, they give you like 12,000 souls. Oh. So, yeah, that game is intense. You don't go about it the right way. In fact, I realized after I got done playing it and I had a headache, I had a bad migraine from straining, just like making sure I was paying attention to every little thing, and from being so stressed out that my blood pressure like shot up. So I have to remember to only play this game in shorter bursts, or to like listen to a podcast or some soothing music or something when I'm playing, because otherwise I'm just gonna. It's too intense. It's too much. This game is bad for my health.
Wasn't there something else that was bad for your health we already talked about? Maybe not.
No, I think you were talking about the game Serena.
What do you mean? That game's not bad.
No, it's not bad for your health, but there's a lot of talk of bad for your health in it.
Oh. Yeah, there is.
There is.
Oh, hold on. Ah, sorry. I started playing a YouTube video and it scared me. on accident.
Was it a video of Dark Souls? Because that's pretty scary.
No.
Okay.
So I downloaded a loadout last night. It's a new free-to-play. It's a third-person shooter.
You and the three plays.
They're easy to check out and play. But
free.
This game's like it's so you start off and you have to make your own weapon. That's the whole point of this game. You know, loadout. Mm-hmm. And then you get to make your little weapon. What you pay for and what you earn are these like little blue points, and that's what you use to buy like new weapons and new upgrades and stuff like that. So that's how the economy works for that game. And maybe something for your characters, like as far as they look or anything, but I didn't check any of that out. I just played a couple of matches, but man, that game moves fast.
So what is this game though? Like, is it a first person shooter, top down
shooter? No, it's a third person shooter. I said third person shooter.
I don't think
shooter.
You said that.
Had you been listening to me?
I don't think you said that, Barry.
Yes, I did.
I'm pretty sure.
Anyways,
you didn't say that.
It's a third person shooter and it moves just like a first, there's no like cover base or anything like that. So it feels like first person basically. Mm-hmm. And it's just like super fast paced. Everybody's jumping constantly, because like it's harder to hit. And so it's like the weirdest way this thing controls and plays. It's like it's ridiculous. Like you're just jumping around, blasting at everything you see. And like when you get hit with like, because like the laser beam is the thing that everybody uses. But like once it kills you, it like shreds your body to pieces. It's like it cuts off your head and your arms. There's blood going everywhere, and you're like, oh, that's interesting. And it's all about stealing points or Well, the match I played is all about stealing like bases. So like a certain thing will pop up on the map, and it's like claim. You have to go there and take it over. And then you take it over just by standing around it, you know, for a set amount of time and defending it. And it's like the first of five wins.
So, what kind of weapon did you make?
I went with the laser as well. So I was like, this will be easier. I don't have to aim too much.
So it's all laser beams. You can build a gun, but it doesn't matter. It's all laser beams.
Well, no, that's just what
it's
I
all
pick.
Blaster rifles. That's you're selling me.
No,
on
it's
a Star
it's a
Wars,
constant
like
it's a constant beam
here.
No, it's a constant beam. It's not like blaster rifles.
Well, I'm no longer sold. I was hoping this was Battlefront 3, Barry.
I know it's not Battlefront 3 at all.
Lasers everywhere. Can you get melee weapons that happen to also be lasers?
I don't think so.
Lightsabers, I mean.
I only played a couple rounds.
So, and I, what can you build though? Because all I'm hearing is laser guns. Like, what kind of guns?
I don't know.
Should
I also
you build?
Got. I also had a shotgun. There's like a, no, there's rifle, laser gun. like a grenade launcher.
Can you build a laser shotgun? Shotguns.
I hope so.
Like a shotgun that shoots out lasers?
Like the scatter gun from XCOM or
something? Oh, yes. Oh, yes, sir. That's exactly what I'm talking about.
I don't know, maybe? Like I said, I almost didn't even play the game. So I just wanted to get in there and play. And it was like, oh, here you go. Now you got to start making your weapon. I was like, I don't want to do this. I just want to play. So I just selected everything. I was like, okay, laser beam. Sounds good. Let's go with that.
So,
and I didn't add anything else on. I just went right into the game.
When you say you make your weapon, does it like...
So it shows you your weapon on the screen, mm-hmm. like 2D. And then it has like about 6 different sections that are pointed out. And those are the things you can upgrade and change.
Okay. Have you played Dead Space 3?
No.
Okay. Well, it's kind of sounding like that weapon creation system. Where you just...
I don't know. The weapons I heard you guys make in Dead Space 3, those sound really rad.
They're kind of rad.
Those might be better weapons than what this game can make. I don't know. Like I said, I didn't get that far.
I just made a shotgun that had another shotgun on it. It was a double shotgun.
Yeah, sounds effective.
It was very effective, because when one shot went off and another thing came at me, I just shot him again with the shotgun.
Over and under. 2 shotguns, though.
Double shotgun. That's the way to do it. Or a force gun, just to push him away. Like, get up off me. Shotgun.
That, and there's this game that went on sale on Steam. I think it might have been last weekend. But I had bought it before that, but I played it a little bit again this week. It's a... how do I pronounce this game? Song Freud? Like, that's just like the stupid way to say it, I'm sure.
Mm-hmm.
It's SANG-FROID.
Song Tale Freud. Tale of Werewolves. Yeah. No, yeah. Song Freud.
Sure.
You got it.
And have you played that?
Nope.
It's like a tower defense-y adventure game. Or, yeah, like action adventure game, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, when a map starts, you're basically like a lumberjack. You and your brother are lumberjacks, and you live in a house out in the middle of this little town.
You have my interest.
And your sister has become possessed.
Okay, yes.
By the devil, and the devil's like calling like hundreds of werewolves to come and to take out this town.
Okay.
And that's your whole thing. Like, you have to protect your town. And so, like, when the night comes, it gives you an overview of like the different areas that are around you. Like, at first, it just starts off with just your little house, and eventually there's like a lumber house nearby, and there's other houses nearby, and you have to protect these certain houses because they do certain things for you, mm-hmm. during the battle and during the day. So it gives you an overview, and you have all these different traps and things you can use. You can place them in different areas. When the game also allows you to see what enemies are coming, what wave they're coming in, and the direction they're going to be running. So it allows you to time your traps perfectly for different enemies that are coming at different times. But still, of course, many of them will still get through. And that's when, like, you have, like, either an axe or, like, a rifle you can use to take them out as well. At first, it's just regular wolves, but as the game goes on, you get stronger and stronger werewolves, and there's, like, other, like, demons and spirits and stuff that come after you.
All right, this game is Song Freud. How much is it?
Yeah. Well, right now, it's probably like $11 right now.
I gotta scratch together $11.
And
that sounds like the best game in the world.
It's cool. And then during the day, you can go to town. You can, you know, you can get new weapons. You can upgrade your weapons, or you can go see the local nuns, and then they'll bless your weapons or your bullets.
Ooh.
Yeah, but those are all. I mean, they don't. Some werewolves are immune to it. And other ones, it causes like tons of damage. But like, there's like this system of, it's not like a fear system, but I guess it is, because you try to make the enemies afraid of you. So the more you're whooping on the enemies, the more you're taking them out with the traps, and the more you're just overpowering them, the more afraid they are of you.
Mm-hmm.
And so like, if you get surrounded, they won't want to come and attack you.
Hmm.
So they'll kind of just circle around you for a while, trying to figure out which one of them's going to attack first. And you can see who's going to attack, but as long as you keep them afraid of you, you can like still, you can control the fight. But once you start losing that control, they just start thrashing you to pieces because they're not afraid of you anymore.
Huh.
Yeah. So you have these different traps. Like, you can have spikes that come up from the ground. You can drop rocks on them. There's like a little fire pit you can build so that when, if something does get through, you can run to your fire pit and they're afraid of, like, the things that are attacking you will be afraid of fire.
Huh.
It's like you can control the battle a little bit more like that.
So, where's this possessed sister in all this, and why don't they just shoot her?
She's in the cabin. I don't know, because it's your sister?
Yeah, but lots of people are dying. They're werewolves. Yeah.
You don't know that. Maybe they're already werewolves.
No, I'm just saying the werewolves are killing lots of people.
Well, they're coming straight for you.
Oh, okay, so they're not killing anyone on the way?
No.
Okay.
I mean, as far as I know, the game doesn't tell you that.
And why aren't these nuns helping you unpossess her?
There's a priest in town, mm-hmm. but he's not acting the way he should.
He's not a very good priest.
No, he's like making a deal with the devil, so that's why they're all coming.
Oh, great. Yeah. That sounds like a ton of fun.
What he's actually doing, he's selling the town out so that he can be with your sister. That's the deal he's made. He'll offer the town to the devil, and the devil's like, all right, and after I take everybody out, I'll give the sister to you.
You know, flowers go a long way. A kind word.
Apparently a pact with the devil does too.
Maybe just saying, hey, I think you're a real nice lady. Would you like to go out on a date sometime? Mm-mm. I'd like to take you out to dinner. My treat. Mm-mm. No. He's calling forth Satan to say, hey, man, I ain't going to get none with this lady. Help me out here.
Idiot. Basically.
He's a priest. And he's in a town full of lumberjacks. Like, he's got all the power in the world already.
And then there's like a... So like... The buildings are... They start to get more and more spread out. And the map gets bigger and bigger. So then you can build like these... these zip lines. So after you're killing like... bunch of werewolves in one area, when a wave comes and they start to attack a different building across the map, you crawl up on this tower and you get on the zip line and you zip line all the way to the other side of the map.
Barry, you've already dropped down. You've already sold me on this game. Yeah, like, you didn't have to tell me that it had zip lines too. That actually sounds really cool. I do need to pick that up.
And so you can then, like, basically you see what's going on your calendar. So on calendars, you see like, oh, it's day 3 and this is what's going to happen tonight.
Do you get to see when the full moon is? Are they more powerful on the full moon?
Not that I've noticed.
Okay. Because that would
I'm like be a really... week in, maybe. It gets kind of hard kind of fast.
Yeah. They are werewolves that you're trying to fight.
Yeah. But the worst thing is, like, there's like these, I don't remember what they're called, but they're basically like flame spirits. Mm-hmm. And they're just not afraid of anything.
They don't
it's
care.
Like, even when you're trying to fend off the werewolves, these things are like, nah, I don't care. I'm going to come attack you. I don't care about your traps. I don't care about your holy weapons. I don't care about your fire pit.
This reminds me of a movie, Barry, I think you might enjoy, called Dog Soldiers.
Nope.
Have you ever seen it?
Nope.
Okay, you need to watch it. I think it might be on Netflix. I'm not sure. But,
Dog Soldiers.
Yes, Dog Soldiers. It's about this military, like this little group of army men or whatever in Scotland who are going out on a routine, some sort of mission, blah, 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 and werewolves attack.
Oh, okay.
So they start getting attacked by werewolves and they have to hole up in this cabin and fight off the werewolves. And it seems a little cheesy, and it is a little cheesy, but it's actually kind of good. It's actually like, wow, that was... interesting, to say the least.
Well,
you don't,
we'll see.
You don't see many decent werewolf movies. Most of them are bad.
No, yeah.
This one's definitely at least not terra bad.
Yeah.
So you've been playing anything else, Barry?
Nope.
I want to talk about one last thing.
Oh, jeez. I came in like a Pokeball.
No, I'm not going to talk about Pokemon. But since you brought it up... No, I actually put down Pokemon to start playing Kingdom Hearts Recoded on PS.
Oh, okay.
Which is not actually what I wanted to talk about, but I will talk about it for a second.
It's Kingdom Hearts. Okay, what do you want to talk about?
No, Kingdom Hearts Recoded is actually a little different, Barry, because it mixes up the formula. Like, it's got the regular, action RPG attack stuff, but then every few levels it will do something different. Like, it had a side scrolling section where it was like you fighting the Heartless and also jumping around like Mario, except not nearly as good as Mario. Then there was another one that was like a rail shooter, which is not all that new, but the really cool one was in Olympus Coliseum, where it turned into a turn-based RPG. It just totally threw out everything and just said, okay, we're going to be an RPG now. And not just any RPG. They didn't just make it to where it's like, okay, well, one person attacks and then this person attacks. They actually went all out with it. I mean, this is Square Enix. And made it into a whole different mode where when you attack, if you press the attack button at the right time, it'll do a second attack and you can combo.
So it's Final Fantasy VIII.
Kinda. Well, except that I would say more like Mario and Luigi, the games on.
Oh.
Yeah. So, but you can chain it to where you'll do an attack.
Like Mario RPG, is that what you mean?
Not Super Mario RPG. I don't know. I don't know how that one plays, honestly. I've never played that one. But in, you know, whatever.
Sorry.
If you hit the attack button at the right time, it'll give you the chance to attack again and again and again. And if you do it properly, he'll do like a super attack. And you have two to three characters who can all do their own specific super attack. At the same time, you can cast magic, or you cast the one spell like Cure or Fire or something. Or you can combine the magics together three at a time and turn them into
Chrono Trigger.
Kinda, yeah. And turn them into more powerful, like completely unique magic that doesn't happen throughout the game at all. The only place that you'll see these magics is in this turn-based part. That's just like, it's so weird that it's a side little thing that you don't really, I mean, you do have to do it to get through one of the levels to beat the game, but it's that they put so much time into just this little segment of the game to make it not just an RPG, like a really good turn-based battle system. Well, not, it's good, not the most amazing, but it's more than I would expect for a side game on the DS that doesn't really have many good story beats anyway, but to just have that much time sunk into development of a weird side thing is really neat.
Yeah.
And I honestly like really appreciate it. I was like, wow, this is cool. I'm glad I played this game now just to have this. Anyway, that's complete. Not even what I wanted to talk about, but here we go.
I was going to say, instead of making all these bad Final Fantasy games, they should just reboot a couple of the old ones. And who cares? Like, just do it so that you make us happy, and then you'll be floating in money.
Well, they did reboot a bunch of the old ones already, though. They remade like 3 and 4, and
no, I mean like completely like just do it in today's engines and graphics, just from the ground up.
That's what everybody.
Same story, same. Just do it.
Everybody wants them to do that with 7. I do too.
Yeah. Final Fantasy 6. Could you imagine Final Fantasy 6?
I've never beaten Final Fantasy 6.
Like, how could you not have beaten
it? Well, you know what? After Dark Souls. I'll get into it.
that and Chrono Trigger. Just do those three games and
Chrono
you'll be.
Trigger.
No, I'm not talking about you. Okay. I'm talking about Square.
Okay.
Just remake those three games and you'll be floating in money for years.
Just
stop making the bad games.
They re-released Chrono Trigger on DS and it was really good.
No, I don't want to re-release. I don't want this HD remake crap.
You want a complete... Well, no, that is what
yes.
you want. You want an HD remake. You want a complete overhaul of the system to make it in HD.
Yeah, I don't want... Well, I don't want to up-res, is what it is.
Okay.
I don't want... That's not what I want at all.
I would love to see a new Final Fantasy VII or a high-definition, like, this generation Final Fantasy VII.
Yeah, get rid of those square hands, those block hands.
But you know what I don't think they'd be able to do is, like, some actions they took in Final Fantasy VII, for example. Like, there's a time where somebody's shooting at somebody, and they're just kind of, like, showing no bullets in the background, and you're only knowing that he's shooting at him because he's saying that he's shooting at him because the graphics are so bad. I'm not sure how they would manage some things like that in higher res where they actually have to show like the bullets and things hitting things. I don't know. I think some of the goofy charm would kind of be lost if they had to
get rid of the goofy stuff.
No, the goofy stuff is what makes Final Fantasy, man. That is what it is. It's when they went super serious is when it all started to go bad. Like, Final Fantasy 13, that game is so self-serious. And it is also so self-bad.
Well, it could be goofy, but I mean, I couldn't imagine fighting Emerald Weapon and some dope graphics and a whole new engine and everything. Oh, man.
But I mean,
I'm crying myself to sleep because of how difficult it was.
Dude, they're stupid joke. Did you ever beat Emerald Weapon?
Of course.
You did?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
More hardcore.
Don't you know what you're supposed to do?
Yeah, you gotta get the lucky number 7s and everything.
No.
What are you talking about, then?
Someone has to have Phoenix equipped. The summons. That's how you get through them.
You're talking about Ruby weapons, sir.
No, I'm talking about the weapon underneath the ocean.
Okay.
Emerald.
Right, how do you do it, then? Tell me.
Because he does that stupid thing where you have to have enough time to take out the beams on his arm so he can't do his super move.
Uh-huh.
More than likely, like, you have a 90% chance that he's going to pull it off at least once. So you have to have someone equipped with the summoned Phoenix so that when he takes everybody out in one hit, regardless of what's going on, Phoenix is cast and you come back. And then you bring everyone else back to life.
And that... All right.
Then you have another chance at taking out... Because once you take out those beams, it's over.
But he's also got... Literally, I'm not making this number up. I know this number off the top of my head. 1,000,000 health.
I know, and it takes a long time, but you got to do a bunch of limit breaks. You just got to go in there, like, ready to be like, okay, this is going to be an hour and a half.
But you've only got 20 minutes.
Oh, yeah, huh?
Yeah.
How did I get through that? I forgot about that.
Well, I almost beat him once, and there's a trick to it. That little...
I've beat him twice. That's what I remember beating.
That move that you... that you're talking about that kills everybody, does 9999 damage.
Yeah.
It actually does 1,111 damage for every materia that you have on you. So, if you...
What?
Yeah. So, if you give a character, like an HP max, and then something else, whatever, it'll do 2,222 damage, bringing your character down to 7,777 health, which will activate a secret in the game called Lucky Number 7s, in which he will attack a character 77 times for 7,777 damage. So it takes
That's not the way I do it. I guess there's a couple ways to do it then.
I watched a video where they did something with like Mimic and Barret and got... Barret? Yeah. And killed him in like 45 seconds or something.
What?
Yeah, it was some sort of Mimic limit thing that... It was weird. I don't know how they did it, but you can. There's ways to break any game.
I just went hardcore. I think it was Cloud, Tifa, and I don't know who the third person was.
Doesn't matter. Those are the two characters that matter.
Right.
Red 13. Whatever.
Yeah. Dog.
So, all right, speaking of old games, one thing I wanted to talk about.
No, what would you want to talk about originally before we got on this weird tangent?
No, that's what I wanted to talk about is Jet Moto. Oh,
okay.
Because my son was playing Jet Moto today.
It sounds familiar.
And I noticed that there's Mountain Dew characters, there's Butterfinger and Nestle Crunch advertisements.
Yeah, of course. And, the race thing.
Yeah, I mean, all that was neat. But do you remember when, like, I don't know if you ever played Jet Moto, but when I played Jet Moto, Mountain Dew character was the best character.
Man.
And it didn't matter that he didn't have all the stats, he, she, whatever, didn't have all the stats that they needed. Mountain Dew character was the best character because Mountain Dew. And I just think, to me, it's kind of funny how back then, you know, at least I did appreciate having Mountain Dew, something I really enjoyed, represented in my video game. And nowadays, anytime you see Mountain Dew associated with a video game, everyone... rolls their eyes and goes, Mountain Dew.
Yeah.
But everybody drinks Mountain Dew.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just...
No, I don't drink...
I don't drink Mountain Dew either. I mean, when I say everybody, I mean most gamers.
I don't know. I think you're stereotyping your own people.
You think I am? Well, I am my own people, so I can do that. That doesn't matter. But it's just weird to me how we went from... You know, I don't know if this was everybody. Mary, did you like having Mountain Dew character in Jet Moto?
I didn't care. I was like, oh, it's a racing game. Of course there's all this stuff.
I don't know. That was just...
You see that in any if you've ever been to any race of any kind, there's ads everywhere. There's sponsorships everywhere.
Yeah, but this is a video game and a video game about Jet Motos.
It was trying to be real life, Chris.
I know. And it was just cool to have...
MTV True Life Jet Moto.
No. I don't know. I really like Mountain Dew character, and I think we've come a long way to the point where we all hate Mountain Dew character now. If Mountain Dew is in a video game, everybody's all, ugh. If it talks about video games, if Mountain Dew is associated with video games.
Instead of that goofy thing they did with like Halo 4 and Doritos and
yeah.
Mountain Dew and... Man, with all that, you know what you should have done? You should have made Mountain Dew skin for Master Chief.
That would have been
like, he would have been sponsored by Mountain Dew. He's the color of Mountain Dew. He's got Mountain Dew brands on him and stuff. He pulls out his gun and his, it's like, got Mountain Dew on the side of it. He's throwing Mountain Dew cans.
You get low on health, he drinks some Mountain Dew.
Come on. Everybody that pre-orders gets Mountain Dew Chief. Man, hire me for marketing.
That would be pretty awesome. I think everybody would kind of like that. I think it's they're trying to be so serious about it and be like, oh, video games are serious business. I guess video games, when you talk about the money, is serious business, but...
And Mountain Dew Man would have brought in some money.
Yeah, it would have. Because
even if you don't pre-order, okay, well, now we're going to sell Mountain Dew Man for $5.
Everybody would buy Mountain Dew Man.
I'm telling you. And then you get Dorito Man in the game, too? It's over.
Trades out his grenades for, like, throwing Doritos.
It's like Chinese stars.
Yeah, exactly. But like throwing stars, yeah. Like shurikens.
Yep.
That's exactly right.
Mm-hmm.
All the Covenant, when you shoot them, like they, you know what? That happy birthday.
Doritos everywhere.
Yes. Shoot a grunt in the head, Doritos.
Happy birthday. Instead of making the pop in all the kids, just like sounds like a bag opening, ripped open.
Yeah. Crunch, crunch. Doritos everywhere.
Yep.
That would be friggin' awesome. They should just do that. Like, stop being so serious about video games. Video games are dumb.
Video games aren't dumb.
Video games are dumb, man. If you really think about it, video games are really dumb. They're really dumb. All right, you're a giant spaceman shooting space aliens on a space ring. You tell me anything about that isn't dumb. That's a dumb...
Spaceman, space aliens, and space ring.
Yeah, all that's pretty
fantastic.
Dumb. All that's pretty dumb.
Your face
it's
is dumb.
It's dumb in a good way. I'm not saying it's a bad thing. I mean,
all right, let's go. It's time to wrap
Pokemon,
this up.
That's dumb. Jet Moto's pretty dumb.
The way you're saying dumb is dumb. Dumb.
Dumb.
All right, let's wrap it up.
All right.
So you're being dumb.
All right, Barry, will you tell them where they can find the things and the dumbness?
All right, everyone, thanks for listening. You can follow me, Barry, on Twitter at IamWeapon. You got a better chance of following me on Instagram because I'm never on Twitter. And you can follow Chris at SnickleSocks. You can email Chris at SnickleSocks@levelsave.com and tell him he's dumb.
Video games are dumb. That's going to be a new catchphrase now, Barry, just so you know.
Video games are dumb.
Hey, welcome to Save Game Plus. I'm here with
It's not
Chris.
Save Game Plus.
I'm sorry. Welcome to... What's this podcast called?
This game is broken.
Welcome to This Game is Broken. I'm here with Chris Locke. Hey, this game is dumb. Games are dumb.
Find us on iTunes, on the website, go check out Level Save, all that kinds of stuff.
Yeah, please do. We have lots of other things on Level Save, like we write lots of articles, and we'll eventually have more podcasts, right, Barry?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, sure. It'll be fun. Happy times.
Okay. Peace out.
Ho-hokum.
Oh.